This is Akashvani, the news read by Hling Bia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the mantra of government is reform, perform and transform for the country's sustainable growth. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum in New Delhi this evening, he highlighted that the Indian economy grew by 90% in the last 10 years, while the world economy grew by 35% during the same period. He also said that in the past 10 years, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. Previously, PM Modi flagged off three Vande Bharat trains through video conferencing. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "Today, from north to south, a new chapter is being added to the development journey of the country." Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that atrocities against women and safety of children are matters of grave concern for the society. Speaking after inaugurating the two-day National Conference of District Judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, he said, "Many strict laws have been made in the country for the safety of women, but there is a need to make it more active." Mr. Modi said, "The 75 years of the Supreme Court further enhanced the glory of India as the mother of democracy." In his address, Chief Justice of India, Justice D.Y. Chandrachur said, "Statistics on the national judicial data grid shows the district judiciary is often the final point of contact a litigant has with the law and not just the first contact. The two-day conference organized by the Supreme Court features five sessions on district judiciary issues, including infrastructure, inclusive courtrooms, judicial security, case management and training." The Election Commission today revised the polling date for the Haryana Assembly polls. Voting will now be held on 5th October instead of 1st October. The Election Commission also announced that the counting of votes for both Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will be held on 8th October instead of 4th October. The first set of rules under the Telecom Act 2023, known as Digital Bharat Nidhi, has come into effect. The government has issued a notification in this regard. The Digital Bharat Nidhi will replace the erstwhile Universal Service Obligation Fund, USOF. According to the notification, funding from the Digital Bharat Nidhi will be provided to implementers for executing schemes and projects. These groups include women, persons with disabilities, and economically and socially weaker sections. The Digital Bharat Nidhi is a new initiative by the centre aimed at enhancing telecom connectivity across rural and underserved areas of the country. This step will ensure that these areas are connected and integrated into India's mission to become a telecommunications leader. The Indian Embassy in Laos has rescued 47 Indian nationals who were trapped in cyber scam centres located in the Golden Triangle Special Economic Zone, SEZ, in Bokio Province. In a social media post, the embassy said 29 individuals were handed over by the Laos authorities following a crackdown on illegal activities in the SEZ, while the remaining 18 approached the embassy directly. Indian Ambassador to Laos, Prashant Agarwal, met with the rescued group upon their arrival in Vientiane to discuss the challenges they face and outline the next steps. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky dismissed Air Force Commander Mykolo Oleshuk from his post. In a social media post, Mr. Zelensky said he has decided to replace the commander of the Air Force of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. He has not given the reasons for the replacement. Later in the day, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces said that Lieutenant General Anatoly Krivonozovsko, commander of the Center Air Command, will temporarily perform the duties of the Air Force commander. And now, news from the Paralympic Games in Paris. Indian shooter Rubina Francis bagged bronze medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol SH1 final today. The 25-year-old shooter from Madhya Pradesh scored a total of 211.1 to finish third in the final. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Rubina Francis on winning bronze in the P2 Women's 10-meter Air Pistol SH1 event at the Paris Paralympics 2024. In a social media post, he said that this is another proud moment for the country, as her exceptional focus, determination and perseverance have led to outstanding results. India have won 5 medals, including 1 gold, 1 silver and 3 bronze so far in the ongoing tournament. Northeast United FC completed a brilliant comeback victory after being 2 goals down to overcome defending champions Mohunbagan Super Giant on penalties and clinch the 133rd Indian Oil Durian Cup in a thrilling final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.